More than 10,000 people have died of COVID-19 in long-term care facilities in 23 states, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. In early March, Tyson Bellinger, who runs the Shady Oaks Nursing Home in Bristol, Connecticut, rented RVs, and he and his entire staff moved into them, separating from their own families, so they could keep the COVID-19 virus out, which they have. But elsewhere, nursing homes are petri dishes. So should you bring a loved one home? When Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper printed an opinion piece titled, "If you can get your relatives out of seniors' homes, try to do so as fast as you can," there was a national panic. And we hear from families like Bill Passman's. He moved his mom out of a nursing home after his dad died there.
I think the day she moved in, it seemed like she got 15 years younger. It was such a dramatic shift. I think all of us cried.
Then I think of my mother. We once broke her out of a hospital that wanted to overtreat her. It was like Thelma and Louise. But later she developed night terrors. We were lost trying to care for her. We tried to get a coveted spot in a nursing home, but she died before we found one. So what is the answer? Dr. Thomas Cornwell is executive chair of the not-for-profit Home-Centered Care Institute. He's in Chicago. Dr. Cornwell, welcome.
Thank you.
So, you know, two different sides of the coin. You bring home someone and they're happy as a clam. Maybe you bring home someone, a loved one from an elder facility, and what? You may not be able to handle it?
A lot of times we tell our wonderful families that you need a crystal ball to know really what the best decision is. We commonly talk about the patient and caregivers as being a dyad, and they kind of have to match. You know, the patient has certain needs, and then the caregiver needs to have both the ability and skills to take care of those needs, but also the time that is oftentimes required. And I'm sure you realize that with your mom, the time required to provide the care that's needed.
Yeah, well, and let's talk about the cons first. My mom, you know, nothing could have prepared us for night terrors. This is a woman who was delightful during the day, but when that sun went down, just the physicality of dealing with her terrors was overwhelming. I mean, talk about some of the behaviors, some of the physical problems, some of the physical needs that someone might encounter if they bring an elder person home.
Yeah, you know, what you're describing, you know, we commonly call sundowning, and it can be horribly difficult. Another thing that kind of comes with that is having days and nights reversed, where a lot of times, and this is so difficult to deal with, and the caregivers obviously need to sleep at night, and that can just be, again, so horribly difficult when they're doing so much during the day, but then they're also being kept up by their loved one at night. There, and oftentimes, you know, going to a nursing home is the solution for the family and the patient.
People may not have the emotional well that you need, but they may also not have the medical expertise. I mean, if there's procedures and medications.
You know, having done this house calls over 33,000 over 25 years, it is amazing how our human capacity to learn new skills, and rarely have I found that the medical situation is too much, actually. I have patients at home that are on ventilators and feeding tubes, and you can't get much more complex than that.
Right.
And so it's usually not the skills, the medical skills. It is more that emotional and the fatigue factor that can come, especially if you have a patient with dementia and behavioral problems. It really can just be very, very wearing.
You might have a loved one that you have to help with intimate care, like toileting and washing and dressing.
What is taught over and over again is that what matters most is to find out what matters most. And so I do think in terms of what we call goals of care conversations, that if your loved one in a nursing home can be asked that, would they feel uncomfortable with getting such personal care done by the family at home? You know, I would hugely take that into account. But if they're comfortable and the family is comfortable, again, it's something that I see all the time being done in the last 25 years.
Well, and in the time of coronavirus, if the family has to work during the day at home, or maybe work during the day at home with small children, and then you add an elder person, would that concern you in some cases?
You know, I think it could work, you know, both ways. You don't want to overburden families, and yet it also provides them the opportunity, and even for the grandkids to experience, you know, grandma and seeing service or being done by their parents and taking care of their loved one. It could go both ways, I guess I'm saying.
What about how vigilant families have to be if they bring an elderly person home? They cannot be the one who brings COVID-19 to them.
Right. You know, it's interesting because I was asked this very question about a month and a half ago when schools were still open. And I actually said that I would be very concerned with these highly at-risk nursing home patients coming home to families where kids are still going to school. Now that pretty much the majority of everyone is sheltering in place, that risk has significantly gone down. But you're absolutely right. Even having caregivers come in, which is such a blessing, just difficult decisions need to be made.
Well, let's talk about the pros of removing a loved one from a nursing home in particular. Some would say the number one reason to do this is that you may be saving their life if, in fact, they have not yet tested positive for COVID-19 and they're in a nursing home.
Right. And part of the issue is obviously we know we want to shelter in place and they are keeping residents in their own rooms, but you have all these employees coming in and, you know, that could bring it in and it could rapidly spread. And the mortality rate in nursing homes, you're probably aware, is very high. And so you are right. There could be a potential life-saving factor to bringing patients home.
That makes this such a pressing question for families. If they decide that, given some of the other things we've mentioned that are also concerns, you may get a loved one out of a nursing home, find out you can't do it, and by the way, you may not be able to quickly get them back in.
That's a really good point, and that's where I think planning comes in. We have thousands of rehab nursing home patients, right? They go in the hospital, and then they go in the rehab, usually for about 20 days, and then when they're better, they go home. And there's a transition process in that where you make sure that they have their medicines, that they have what we call durable medical equipment, like a hospital bed, like a wheelchair, like a walker, like a bedside commode, maybe a shower chair. And the other thing is Medicare has loosened the requirements for home health, and these patients, in my view as an expert on home health, would certainly qualify, because part of home health's responsibility is to teach families how to give appropriate caregiving, mm-hmm. both in terms of taking care of the patient, but also taking care of themselves in the sense that if they're helping the patient to transfer, there's ways to do that so that the wonderful caregiver doesn't get hurt in the process.
And by the way, the reason someone may not be able to go back to a facility is, one, the bed may be gone. There still is such demand for facilities, but also in the time of COVID-19, they won't be allowed in, as no one's allowed in now because they might be bringing the virus back in from the outside. So really tough. We need some tips from you. If someone's deciding to do this, you say, consider putting a bed in a location other than the bedroom. Explain that, and then maybe some other tips if families are going to do this.
Yeah, this is one of those light bulb moments for a lot of my families because, you know, you go in and they have this hospital bed, sometimes a bedside commode in this little tiny bedroom. But you tell them, you know, look, you've got this beautiful living room. It has this beautiful bay window that they can look out. Sometimes it's helpful to have them on just one floor. So there's a bathroom on the floor as well as the bed on the same floor. Usually there are devices where you can string sheets to give some privacy. It just kind of opens their minds to other possibilities.
Well, and you don't have to have the stairs in some cases. And I know with my mom, we just put very fluffy pillows and a mattress on the floor.
Great example, because there you're possibly preventing a hip fracture, because if she does roll off, there's no distance between her and the floor. Maybe just one other thing is, obviously this would be a dramatic change for the loved one. Let's say they have dementia. The nice thing about this is oftentimes it's difficult when patients go from a place that they're familiar with to like a nursing home, because if they don't have any short-term memory, they may wake up every day not knowing where they are and knowing who these people are. The nice thing about moving back home is their long-term memory is generally intact, so that they'll know the familiar faces. They'll hopefully know the home because maybe they had family events in them before. And so my concern would be much less going from like a nursing home to a home in terms of the stress to the patient than vice versa.
That's Dr. Thomas Cornwell, who practices in Illinois and, by the way, makes home visits to the elderly. Bless you. He's also executive chair of the not-for-profit Home-Centered Care Institute. Dr. Cornwell, thank you so much.
I appreciate the time to spread, you know, how valuable this is.